1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's the first Biden-Trump debate Thursday night. At a Los Angeles area fundraiser, Vice President Harris declared it will shape the campaign trail and show that the convicted felon is unburdened by the truth. Trump phoned into a black barbershop in Cleveland, Georgia, claiming skyrocketing black support since his conviction.
Since that happened, the black support, I think my representatives will tell you this, the black support has gone through the roof.
Yes, it has.
And I guess they equate it to problems that they've had.
The CNN debate will also air on ABC News. In Shanghai, Nick Burns, U.S. ambassador to China, called Beijing's support for Russia's war on Ukraine through missile technology a major mistake. The ambassador's words. A group of more than 100 Haitians arrived at Key West before dawn on Wednesday, fleeing the utter chaos there. They'll probably be sent right back. This is ABC. A day after deadly protests across Kenya, President William Ruto backed off a tax bill that spurred protesters to sack the parliament buildings.
I will not sign the 2024 finance bill, and which shall subsequently be withdrawn.
At least 22 people were killed in the violence. Time flies. It was 50 years ago on Wednesday that a package of gum ushered in a new era of consumer technology.
It's a sound that may fade into the background at many stores today, but 50 years ago, that beep marked the first use of a consumer barcode. It happened at Marsh Supermarket in Troy, Ohio, where a customer bought a 10-pack of Wrigley's chewing gum. Today, more than 10 billion barcodes are scanned every day, but recently there's been a movement to move over to QR codes, with more than 20 companies signing on to accept the newer technology at checkout by 2027.
ABC's Mike Dubusky, Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, I'll come back from a concert with my kid or a dinner with my husband, and I'll think, man, it would be nice to find something to do that doesn't cost so gosh darn much. Today, I have a tip for something to fill your time and your heart, but not drain your wallet. Volunteering. Now hear me out. There's been a lot of research on this. It shows that volunteering can help you feel less stressed, less down, less worried. You can do it with your church or food bank. You can look for events that align with your interests. We love a Ren Fair and a beer festival over here. Volunteering can build social connections. It helps people feel less lonely, and that can keep you healthier and living longer. And when you volunteer, your brain releases all these great chemicals like serotonin or dopamine, things that just make you feel good. For more feel-good money tips, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A youth counselor at the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison in northern Wisconsin is dead. Corey Pruhl was one of two employees allegedly attacked by a 16-year-old inmate Monday night. Problems at Lincoln Hills go back several years. A new youth prison in Milwaukee is in the works. The latest Marquette University Law School poll is out with how Wisconsin is leaning in the race for president.
You'll be shocked to know it's a close race. We have the presidential race at 50-50 this time with registered voters.
Poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a two-point lead over Donald Trump with likely voters. Franklin says Republicans are more enthusiastic about voting for Trump than Democrats are for Biden. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks add a player in the first round. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Milwaukee, where the Bucks used the 23rd pick overall to select a guard, 19-year-old A.J. Johnson out of California. Johnson, 6'5", about 170 pounds. Instead of playing for Texas, he decided to play professional basketball in Australia. Bucks GM John Horst asked if he thinks Johnson will be able to help the team now or down the road.
I
you know, I'll never put a limit or a ceiling on someone. Maybe he'll play a lot this year. Maybe he won't. If he did, he wouldn't be the first player, you know, at his age and his frame to play a lot, even on a good team. I don't want to put that limit on him. When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve or a longer runway. I think he's a combination of both.
Baseball, the Brewers win a thriller 6-5 in 10 innings, completing a three-game sweep of the Texas Rangers at AmFam Field. The crew has the day off before opening a weekend series against the Cubs Friday night. From the Bucks, NBA draft in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally a mostly clear sky for us here in the overnight. Light winds and lower 50s by daybreak. Mostly sunny skies Thursday with highs in the lower 70s. A few clouds Thursday night. There will be shower chances as we close out the work week. It's 57 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm and Superior, Wisconsin 4th of July Parade Coordinator Carolyn Nelson Cavias.
It's going to be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Clarence Thomas in this decision, Moore v. United States. By the way, the Supreme Court apparently mistakenly published the Idaho abortion decision, where the they're going to allow, in a 6-3 decision, they're going to allow Idaho to require that hospitals use abortion as one of the techniques that can save a woman's life if she's in crisis. In defiance of Idaho state law. But apparently they're doing it based on standing or on some arcane, I haven't read the decision yet, but it wasn't supposed to be released today, but it got published on the website. But in another decision that was released this week, Moore v. United States, Clarence Thomas lays out how he wants to blow up the 16th Amendment, which we got in 1913, and it allowed the United States to have a federal income tax, and it allowed states to have income taxes. And let's see here. There's Mark Joseph Stern. I don't know why I called him Cohen the other day or last hour. Anyhow, Mark Joseph Stern writes, Thomas's dissent is a masterwork of partisan political revisionism, manipulating reality so seamlessly that an unsuspecting reader might actually think he's telling the truth. He isn't, not even close. And, you know, so what's going on here is, Thomas is essentially saying that he wants to go back to the Supreme Court decisions in 1895 and essentially mutilate the 16th Amendment. To reduce the tax burdens on the ultra-wealthy. He wants to basically do away with the income tax. It ain't gonna happen. You know, he's an outlier on the court. He shouldn't be on the court, frankly. I mean, you know, he lied in his confirmation hearings about sexually harassing Anita Hill. And sadly, Joe Biden was running those hearings and he kind of took Thomas's side. Nobody wanted to be the person who was picking on the poor black guy who was, you know, there to replace the one other black guy who had had that seat, Thurgood Marshall. So, but that was 1991, as I recall, so it's been a long time. He should have retired long ago. The Supreme Court is also planning on taking aim at transgender rights. They made this announcement this week on Monday that they're picking up this challenge to Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care. In Tennessee, it is illegal for minors to get puberty blockers or surgery or anything that might involve changing their gender. And this is on the one hand kind of a tough one because we're talking about minors. On the other hand, parents should have some say in this, and you know, these minors who are getting these kinds of treatments are doing so with the support of their parents. These are young people who grew up knowing that they were in the wrong body, and they want to get that fixed. You know, I've mentioned I have this situation in my own family. I mean, you know, many of us probably know people like this. In this situation, who then, you know, actually went through surgery or went through other changes to change their gender, and are very happy with it. Now, there is the whole rationale that Tennessee ban is based on is that there is a small number of people who regret having made that transition, but it's a very small number. I mean, it's like single digit percent, and it's quite rare actually. Although those few cases are the ones that always get, you know, held up and promoted. Three transgender Tennessee minors, their parents, and a physician are suing the state of Tennessee, saying that your law that prevents us from undergoing this transition is unconstitutional or it's wrong. And my guess is that, and they're suing based on the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, that trans people should have, or people who want to transition, should have the same rights as everybody else in America. The Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment, that we should have access to, and the Fifth Amendment, that we should have access to due process in the United States. And parental rights, that, you know, when parents say, yes, my child wants to transition and I support that, that should be the end of the case. Last year, a federal district court ruled in favor of the minors and their parents, and then an appeals court overturned it on the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, overturned that decision and said, no, the parents and the kids can't undergo transition, and thus it ended up before the Supreme Court. I am not optimistic about how this is going to play out with the Supreme Court. And I think it's important to remember that the first group that the Nazis went after in 1933, the first group that the Nazis went after, weeks after Hitler became chancellor, was the trans community. They were the first. And that famous book burning, that was outside the institute in Berlin that was doing sex change operations. First in the world to do it. And that they took all those books on sex and sexuality and surgery and everything. They took those books out and they burned them. That was that famous picture of the book burning, the Nazi book burning. And this, like I said, this is just weeks after Hitler was made chancellor. If I was the right, this would not be the hill that I would choose to die on. But they've chosen it because they think that trans people are such a small minority in the United States that nobody's going to stand up to defend them. They're wrong. There are a lot of us who are going to stand up and defend them. And proudly count me in that list. Finland, meanwhile, has become the first country in the world to start vaccinating people for bird flu. Now, there have been humans who have gotten bird flu. It's, you know, it's fewer than 50, I believe, or fewer than 150 anyway, around the world. There's a fairly high fatality rate, seems to be around 50%. And the people who are now getting it, and they seem not to be getting quite as sick, are the people who are working with cows in particular, that are and other animals, birds, you know, chickens mostly, turkeys I suppose as well, who are catching this virus both from wild birds and from the chickens. And in Finland they've got this huge mink farming industry, minks and ferrets and other animals that are fur animals. They used to be trapped, and now they grow them, or they breed them, or whatever you call it. They farm them for their pelts. And, you know, these minks got COVID early in the COVID pandemic, and they had to destroy thousands and thousands of them, and they don't want the minks to get the flu. And so they're trying to stop this bird flu in the area of humans who work both with cows and with the minks, which is fascinating. I think most people don't even realize that, you know, they had to kill 485,000 animals to stop the spread of bird flu among minks and foxes. That's just last year. That's huge. And that's a big, you know, economic hit. I mean, I'm not a fan of fur coats and raising fur animals just so you can kill them and steal their fur. But it is an economic issue in Finland, and they're taking protective action, which raises the question, how concerned should we be about bird flu? And this is the one area where I'm so glad that we have a Democratic administration in the White House right now. They are taking this very, very seriously. Can you imagine if Trump was back in the White House after what he caused 500,000 unnecessary deaths here in the United States by bungling the pandemic?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's just about 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. You know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Together, in a debate of the issues important to you, your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station. Starting at 7:30 p.m., News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8, on your local Civic Media radio station.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor.
Would it be improper for me to be at the farmer's market in my biker shorts tonight?
Depends.
Because people can wear biker shorts in public.
Sure.
Okay.
Of course you can. So, are you comfortable with that?
I am.
Really?
Yeah, I got those good thighs. Sometimes they need
to
be released.
You don't worry about,
unleash the thighs. I've had people tell me that.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure, and that's something I need. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10, and I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and my heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow. They taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels as well, which is an important nutrient for your heart's health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeats, BEETS.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get your free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. That's GetSuperBeats.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
In a world that's rushing by, take a moment, don't pass by. Kindness is a simple gift, a gentle word, a heartfelt lift. Let's be kind to one another.
Sounds like a plan to me. Welcome back, Johan in Los Angeles. Hey, Johan, what's on your mind today?
You heard about the Trump is begging for $1 billion from oil executives to put him back to the White House.
Yeah, and it looks like they're coughing up. I don't know if it's going to be a billion, but they've already given him tens of millions.
Will this be another Watergate kind of thing?
I think it'll be another Jamal Bowman kind of thing. You know, where just billions,
with the international bribery and all that.
Yeah, no. First of all, I think Donald Trump should be prosecuted for soliciting a bribe. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that's what he was doing, but that ain't going to happen. I guarantee you. So, secondly, if he becomes president, it will purely be because he was able to drown out the voices of the rest of us with tens of millions or hundreds of millions or billions of dollars. This will probably be a multi-billion-dollar election. You know, gathered from these right-wing billionaires who don't want their taxes to go up. Joe Biden has said he wants to raise taxes on billionaires. Donald Trump has promised that he will give more tax cuts to billionaires. He will further bust the budget. And the billionaires are all in on it because these people are just motivated by nothing more than pure greed. Had they been born poor, they would be on the TV show Hoarders. They would have, you know, apartments that are filled floor to ceiling with old newspapers and tin cans. But because they were born wealthy, they hoard money. But they have, you know, they have this hoarding syndrome. It's a subset of obsessive compulsive disorder. They're probably born this way. They're damaged people, and they are hurting the rest of our country. And, you know, and of course they're supporting Trump. So that's my take on it. Johan, thanks for the call. It's a good one. Zeke in Portland. Hey, Zeke, what's on your mind today?
Well, I want to thank you, Tom, for bringing up all the particulars on Mr.
Zeke, can you get your mouth closer to the microphone, please?
Well, I'm on some really good headphones. Can you not hear me?
No, it sounds like you're talking to me from your bathroom or from some distant place.
Well, that's the first time I've heard about that. I mean,
yeah. Well, let's just go ahead. Sean will turn you up a little bit. So what are you saying, Zeke?
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is that Frank Pugliuzzi, who's a former FBI guy, who's a regular on MSNBC and somebody I have a lot of respect for, said recently that Assange revealed to the Russians the names of American agents who died badly as a result. The man is a sinking crater.
Yes.
Period. Straight up.
I'm with you. No, we know that Assange revealed names of people in Afghanistan and Iraq who were working with American forces, and the Taliban then went out, found those people, and murdered them. We know that. You know, this is just what he was doing was just wildly irresponsible and was not journalism. It's just that simple. Zeke, thank you very much.
Spot on.
Marilyn, I'm going to move along, though. It's hard to hear you. Marilyn in Chicago. Hey, Marilyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi,
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Good, good. I just wanted to say just something about, you know, this. I hope this might be covered in the debate. But, you know, Republicans keep saying that nobody cares about the January 6th insurrection. It's completely unimportant. We don't even have to talk about it, right?
Right.
Well, Donald Trump went before 60 judges, state after state,
61,
regarding
actually.
Election fraud. He lost all of them.
Including the Supreme Court.
He presented no valid evidence.
That's correct.
And Trump was, you know, at the time was truly stunned because some of these judges he even appointed.
Yep.
They didn't do his bidding. Instead, these judges, you know, I think acted with integrity. They followed the Constitution. They decided to uphold the rule of law. And they said that you presented no evidence. Yet Democrats and Joe Biden virtually never talk about these 60 judges. That is incredible.
Yeah.
It's imperative to stress this, I think.
Well, then there was that phony baloney movie, the 2,000 Mules, that pretended to have all the proof that there was all this election fraud. And it turns out every single one of the claims that they made was a lie, to the point where the organization that put it together and promoted it had to acknowledge that. And it's been pulled out of production. But, you know, the damage was done. Millions of Americans saw that movie.
Right. I know. You know, and it's really interesting because if our court system is so corrupt, then everyone who's currently in jail should demand new trials over and over again.
There you go.
What's the difference?
There you go.
Right? You know, I would demand a new trial because, boy.
Yeah, but
they
don't have billions of dollars to pay, or they don't have, you know, donors who are willing to give them tens of millions of dollars to pay their lawyers. That's the problem.
But can you imagine if Joe Biden called all the George protesters, you know, the few, you know, there were some, I think it was 2% of millions of people protested, but the ones who engaged in some violent behavior did break into some businesses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What if, you know, what if he were to call them heroes and patriots and said he was going to pardon every one of them?
Yeah, it would
the
be
right
the end of his political career.
I'd be impeached.
Well,
right?
So would the left.
I mean, yeah, you wouldn't agree with that. You're absolutely right. I would never accept that if he said something like that. You know, that the people who actually hit the police. I went to several George Floyd protests, and everyone was so calm. I was in Chicago. You know, everyone was. I actually spoke to the police, and I told them I was not against them, and they told me how much they appreciated that I was in this protest. Yet I spoke so nicely to them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I just don't understand. And especially that January 6th, you know, is based on a lie. George Floyd protests were based on valid. Derek Chauvin did kill him.
That's right. Along with his three buddies. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Marilyn, thank you. Thanks for the call and thanks for pointing it all out. Very well said. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, come on, give me a break. Supreme Court got it wrong. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's the first Biden-Trump debate Thursday night. At a Los Angeles area fundraiser, Vice President Harris declared it will shape the campaign trail and show that the convicted felon is unburdened by the truth. Trump phoned into a black barbershop in Cleveland, Georgia, claiming skyrocketing black support since his conviction.
Since that happened, the black support, I think my representatives will tell you this, the black support has gone through the roof.
Yes, it has.
And I guess they equate it to problems that they've had.
The CNN debate will also air on ABC News. In Shanghai, Nick Burns, U.S. ambassador to China, called Beijing's support for Russia's war on Ukraine through missile technology a major mistake. The ambassador's words. A group of more than 100 Haitians arrived at Key West before dawn on Wednesday, fleeing the utter chaos there. They'll probably be sent right back. This is ABC.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear Planned Parenthood's lawsuit that asks the court to declare that access to abortion is a right protected by the Wisconsin Constitution. WisPolitics reports anti-abortion groups will not be allowed to intervene, but they will be allowed to file a brief opposing the lawsuit. Oral arguments likely won't happen until this fall, at the earliest. The first presidential debate is Thursday night. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says President Biden wins by being steady.
President Biden, maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done.
Wisconsin Republican Chair Brian Schimming.
If that's where you set the benchmark, you got trouble.
Coverage on many civic media stations is at 7:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martin Short is filling in for Jimmy Kimmel this week. On his first night, he got a surprise visit from guess who? Steve Martin. Martin took the stage near the end of Short's monologue and told the crowd he was honored that Jimmy asked him to be the guest host first, but he said no and told Kimmel not to worry that he would find someone to fill in for Scale. That's a paraphrase. Short replied, "I appreciate you being here, Steve. There are very few people in this world I truly admire, and you are very close to being one of them. How do you not love those guys?" Jeremy Renner might be working again, but he says he's not ready to play challenging roles after his snowplow accident in January of last year. Renner told the guys on the Smartless podcast that he doesn't have the energy to play make-believe. Despite returning to acting for season 3 of The Mayor of Kingstown, which he says is easier because it's familiar, the actor is still recovering from severe chest trauma after a snowplow ran him over. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally, a mostly clear sky for us here in the overnight. Light winds in lower 50s by daybreak. Mostly sunny skies Thursday with highs in the lower 70s. A few clouds Thursday night. There will be shower chances as we close out the work week. It's 57 at our studios.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
together in a debate of the issues important to you. Your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station. Starting at 7:30 p.m., News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8, on your local Civic Media radio station.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we get you ready for the presidential debate, Biden v. Trump. Everything you want to know right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
By chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. Or enter the code Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman. It's always us against them in this endless fight.
But in the clash of colors, we lose the shades of right. The media makes it my team, your team. There's more to see in the American dream. It's about
the welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Dee in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Dee, what's on your mind today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I'll be really quick here. You know, Bibi or Netanyahu has been supporting Hamas for quite a few years because he wanted to divide the power between Gaza Strip and the West Bank and then also bring the Palestinian Authority to his knees. This information I'm getting from the Times of Israel News. Mm-hmm. And also I want to know is, again, as I mentioned before, 10 million, estimated 10 million population in Israel, 2 million people population estimated in Palestine or Gaza, with 3/4 our children, take a breath, 3/4 are women and children, and we spent billions of our tax dollars to fight 500,000 people. That's $3.8 billion a year, $14.1 billion emergency aid, another $26 billion in additional aid, $38 billion, which is allocated within 10 years for military aid, $500 million for Israeli drones, $72 million for U.S. Israeli counter drone anti-tunneling cooperation, $6 million U.S. Israel cybersecurity, $2 million U.S. Israel homeland security, $3 million healthcare, $6 million water and energy, $2 million international development cooperation, and $8 million promoting regional peace.
I get it.
Yeah, and I'm like, how much? My question is, how much does it cost us American tax dollars, the taxpayers, to end one Palestinian person?
Yeah.
I mean, how much?
No, I get your outrage, and I share it.
No,
I think that Bibi Netanyahu is a war criminal, and we should not be doing business with him. My opinion is that we should cut off all aid to Israel until Netanyahu is no longer in the government, and that government has agreed to a two-state solution to the Palestinian problem. Period. Full stop.
Thank you.
And that's the position that, you know, many, if not most, of the Democrats in Congress are taking, certainly all the progressives. And it's the position that Joe Biden is halfway towards. I mean, he's criticizing Netanyahu. He has cut off some of the worst bombs to Netanyahu. But, you know, he's still supporting Israel. He has a long history of it. And, you know, I just think it's outrageous, frankly. Dee, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. You know, you said it well. Pete in Buffalo, Minnesota. Hey, Pete, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, I seen this movie a couple years ago, and it's called Avenging Force. And it's from 1986, and it's got a speech in it that I think Donald Trump stole out of there for his Mexican rapist thing. And it, I think it's something that you need to see. All you have to do is like Google or YouTube the speech from Avenging Force. It'll blow your mind.
Yeah, apparently he stole another speech. This is all over Twitter right now, or X, Trump ripped off the speech from Legally Blonde, from the movie Legally Blonde, where the woman goes and gives a commencement address and gives this, you know, kind of brilliant speech. And apparently Trump ripped that one off too. You know, sort of like Melania, you know, she ripped off a speech from Michelle Obama. It's just like, these people have no creativity at all. It's incredible. I'll check it out. Pete, thanks for the call. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just saw a report that President Biden is considering removing the ban on allowing U.S. private civilian contractors to go to Ukraine to service and repair U.S. supplied weapons.
Oh, really?
As of now, they have sent back to Poland to do that. You know, interesting question would be, if the Russians attacked them, I'm sure they would that invoke Article 5 of the NATO Treaty, since these guys would be civilian contractors and not U.S. military personnel?
Yeah, no, I don't think it would, for that reason.
That's what I was thinking. And anyway, it would be an interesting upping of the ante if they could repair those weapons in Ukraine and not have to send them back to Poland.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's interesting. I didn't catch that one, George. Thank you for you've got a good eye for these things.
On Reuters or something this morning when I was reading the news feed, but it'll be interesting if he does that.
Yeah, amen. Well, thank you, George. Thanks for the heads up. I appreciate the call.
And always appreciate talking to you, Tom. Thanks.
Back at you, George. Thank you. Jeff in Avon Park, Florida. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for all your hard work and brilliant writing. I wanted to tell you about some corporate corruption that I experienced. I noticed on your bookshelf that you have Barbara Hoffinger's October Surprise.
Yeah, I do. In fact, I've interviewed her a couple of times on this show.
Okay. Well, when that book came out, I was managing a B. Dalton bookseller in Massachusetts. And I was also very good friends with the owner of Wordsworth. I don't know if you're familiar with that, in Cambridge. It's the biggest independently owned bookstore in the country.
Yeah.
Well, normally in a bookstore, when a hardcover book is going to be taken out, you take the jacket off and send it back to the publisher, and the hardcover goes into a bargain bin.
Right.
Well, the books came in, and before I had a chance to get them on the shelves, I got an order not to put them out.
Right.
And
Jeff, before you go any farther, for people who don't know what we're talking about here, this is the book that was the first book. It was written by a woman who worked in the Bush, in the Reagan-Bush administration, and it was the first book that laid out how Ronald Reagan's campaign had cut a deal with the Iranians to hold the hostages to screw Jimmy Carter out of the 1980 election. And it was published and almost immediately pulled back by the publisher under extraordinary pressure from who was president at that time? What year was that, Jeff?
I believe it was 91.
Okay, so it would have been George Herbert Walker Bush. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I remember I was going through an
airport and I saw the book in one of the airport bookstores, and I bought it and read it on the plane, and I was just shocked. I mean, this was long before I was doing talk radio. And so that's why, you know, when I started doing my show, one of the first people I got on was Barbara Honegger, because I wanted to, you know, highlight this. Gary Sick wrote another book about the October Surprise that's also very good. But back to you, Jeff. You finish your story.
I was blown away by the book. I immediately read it when it came in and was just blown away. And I was aware that B. Dalton was controlled by Republicans and had issues already with them regarding Earth Day and some other things. Mm-hmm. But this was truly amazing. I was ordered not by not with a paper trail, but over the phone, to take every copy to an incinerator.
Wow.
They gave me the location of the incinerator.
Wow.
And told me to incinerate every copy. Well, I took every copy and took them home.
Right.
gave them to friends of mine.
Good on you.
And said this. But because they knew I was friends with the owner of Wordsworth, close friends, who was a very prominent Democrat in Massachusetts, not long after that, some men in suits came in, claimed to be from B. Dalton, and they proceeded to search my store. And they
for
were looking
book?
To see if I had hidden, yes, to see if I had hidden any copies.
Wow.
And then they basically interrogated me.
Wow.
What did you do? Did you take them to the incinerator as instructed? I said, yes, I did. I just could not believe the oppression of a single book. I was aware, I had been aware of the publishing problems with it. I'd read about it.
Yeah.
So when it eventually showed up in the store, I was, like I said, I immediately read it.
Yeah.
Lots of times books like that come out. Bookstore managers will get a trade paperback version.
Yeah.
And they're asked to read it and send it back and highlight any errors.
Yeah. Well, and Bill Casey was Reagan's campaign manager at that time, and who Reagan put in charge of the CIA, and he was the guy who apparently put this whole thing together. And Barbara Honegger's book was the one that informed me, that I did not realize before, that Bill Casey was being called before a congressional committee to testify about this, about Iran-Contra, about this situation, about the Reagan campaign working with the Iranians to screw Jimmy Carter. And his lawyer, Milton Gould, testified that Bill Casey was prepared to testify in full and tell the truth. And the morning of the day that he was supposed to testify, he came into his office at the CIA, sat down, fell on the floor, had a seizure, was taken to Bethesda, to the military hospital, where they opened up his skull and took out the part of the brain that controls speech. They took out his left parietal lobe, or his right parietal lobe, and then he died a few weeks later as a consequence of the surgery. And he never was able to testify to anybody, which just, I'm like, I'm reading this and I'm going, holy cow, they took out the head of the CIA, really?
Oh, I remember the part about him not being able to testify, but I didn't know that.
That's in the book. It's in the book.
If I'm not mistaken, if I'm not mistaken, it's been a while since I read it, but in the book, there's a list of 70 or close to 70 people who died either.
That's right.
By suicide or hit by a car or...
Yeah, all these weird, suspicious deaths of people who were involved in the October surprise. You're absolutely right, Jeff. It's a brilliant book. There may be some factual inaccuracies in it. I'm sure there are, and that's probably the excuse that they used to go after it. But she's been vindicated now. I mean, just last year, the former lieutenant governor of Texas said that he was on that trip to Paris where they cut the deal with the Iranians. Ben Barnes is his name, and it was in the New York Times. Jeff, I got to run, but thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
The book, by the way, was October Surprise by Barbara Honegger. We'll be right back. You know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows,
It's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. And it's not just your mind that suffers when you're getting tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing. You can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. Louise and I take both of them. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore-based probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep so you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. For a limited time, you can save 20% off this 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. And the promo code is Tom, T-H-O-M. That's justthrivehealth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M.
When the streets are bustling around, we gather neath the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Have your interest, join the fight, for a future, for what's right. Raise your voice, make it known.
Tag, you're it. Gregory in Brentwood, California. Hey, Gregory, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I just wanted to talk to you about, we're talking about the reservations and how some of them aren't allowed to practice their traditional dances.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that there was a comment on your show just a few weeks ago. I don't know if you had the chance to watch Exterminate All the Brutes yet on HBO, but the interesting thing about that is originally when he was doing that, he wanted to focus on racism, prejudice in the U.S. And instead, he ended up realizing it was a global, worldwide phenomenon. And just
it is.
What I wanted to exactly, and he breaks it all down. What I wanted to say is, about a month ago, there was a discussion about the Aztecs, how they were worse or as bad as the Spanish, and that's not true. If you read Cortez's diary and journal, he talks about how impressed he was when he went to Aztlan and how they had canals and the cities were more beautiful than anything he had seen in Europe.
Yep.
And they classified all the different birds and plants and animals and all the stuff about human sacrifice of the Aztecs, which are also indigenous, obviously. That was made up. I'm convinced. I have a history degree, and I'm convinced a lot of that was exaggerated and propaganda to justify the
massacre. Probably. I mean, Columbus did the same thing with the Taino people in Hispaniola. He claimed that they were cannibals, and there's absolutely no evidence that they were cannibals. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there was some human sacrifice. I mean, it was fairly widespread in that region at that time. But that doesn't mean that it wasn't an advanced civilization. We practice human sacrifice here. It's called prison. I'm serious. We've got 667 people for every 100,000 in prison in the United States. In Norway, it's like, 25 or 30 or 50, maybe it was 50. I mean, in Canada, it's fewer than 100.
Most definitely.
So, human sacrifice takes many different forms, but I'm with you.
And still have the death penalty. But I just wanted to say, Tom, if I can add, the Aztecs in warfare, they didn't believe in bloodshed. They would try to capture the enemy, and then they'd go get sacrificed. When the Europeans came and they would cut him down with their swords, they were in shock.
Yeah, well, it was, technology. I mean, you go back and read Jared Diamond's Guns, Germs and Steel. technology always wins. And that's very much what happened there. Gregory, thanks for the call. It's the end of the hour, so the end of the show. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, join up with one of these groups like, indivisible.org, or contact your local Democratic Party. There's so much you can do. Tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer, and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Crude and Dom. Tune in for the Debate Day edition of The Devil's Advocates. We'll have Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Winkler and party at the Barrymore Theater. See you there.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. Together, in a debate of the issues important to you, your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local civic media radio station. Starting at 7:30 p.m., News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8, on your local civic media radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.